Relationship experts often say that a healthy marriage has to be more about we than me. Because when you focus too much on yourself, well, you're more likely to experience some issues with your spouse. I'm John Fuller, and on a recent Focus on the Family broadcast, Jim Daly and I heard from counselor Leslie Vernick about how to pursue selflessness in all areas of life.
Leslie, when you look at the institution of marriage right now, I think one of the reasons the Lord did it this way was to teach us to be more selfless. That's why I think it works the way it works. I mean, you want a strong marriage, put your spouse ahead of your own desires. Now, Jean, I know I don't always do that. Just to be accountable here, she's going to say, oh, I heard you on the program today. but the point of that is, how do we do that? I mean, in our self-driven culture and nature, it's so hard to put even our spouses ahead of our own desires. What's a good way to remember to do that?
Which is actually what we actually promise in marriage, in our marriage vows, that I promise to put your needs at least at the same level of importance as mine. And I do believe that you're right, that God instituted the marriage relationship as a holy discipline to teach us to be less self-centered. I mean, how do we learn the lessons of forgiveness, and how do we learn the lessons of speaking the truth in love, and how do we learn the lessons of letting go of our pain if we're not in community and if we're not in close relationship with people? And so marriage and family life are the perfect backdrop to learn the lessons of humility. And I think one of the best things couples could do to foster humility in their marriage is practice the discipline of confessing their sins to one another. And what I mean by that, because it takes humility to say, I was wrong. We kind of go, I was wrong and bought you. And so, you know, if you can just say, you know, because when you have humility, you recognize that you're not perfect and you do wrong things. And so when someone calls you on it and you say, you know what, you're right, I'm really sorry, that can provide instant balm to begin to heal those relationship wounds and those fractures so they don't begin to build up. Because when we're proud, we blame, we attack, we accuse, we deny, we rationalize, and nothing gets resolved, nothing gets healed. And so your relationship gets worse and worse and worse. And oftentimes by about the 25-year mark, one of you is saying, I don't want to live together anymore. This is just too hard. And so I think if we think of all the different disciplines we could practice that foster humility, just the confession, the admission of sin, one to another, that God tells us to do, it does assault our pride to do it. But if we would practice that, we would have better relationships.
Well, and I think right now we need that kind of authentic Christian expression in our marriages so that the culture can see it works.
Absolutely, it works.